Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Tara.
I'm old enough to remember all the way back in 2020 when every COVID death was Trump's fault.
Yes, it was. That's what they told us.
Yep. And if only we could have a Democrat in office, that this Holocaust.
Oh, it would be over.
This meant that this medical Holocaust would be over. Yep. And it. Wait, what? Remember, Biden was going to halt to sing in his tracks, right?
Mm-hmm.
He was going to.
100 days.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
100 days, and it was going to be taken care of.
Which is why, if Trump were in office right now, we would be talking about how every death was his fault. You know why? Because there's a stat they won't give you today. It's a shocking one. We're seeing it reflected in our own numbers here for COVID in Greenville. And it is this, according to the World Health Organization's dashboard of weekly U.S. COVID deaths. If you had to guess, would you say more people died of COVID in August 2020 under the tyrant Trump? You know, the science denier?
Yeah.
The guy who said you should inject bleach?
Right. Oh, yeah.
Even though we never really actually said that, that guy. August 2020. So let's go back and remember what August 2020 was like. Okay. No Regeneron. No vaccine. Okay. Or do you think more people died, Americans died of COVID this past month? Regeneron. Got the vaccine. We got remdesivir. We've got all that. Which month would you guess?
Well, let's blame Trump, so we'll say August.
Yeah, okay, so we know definitively it's Trump's fault, right? It's always going to be Trump's fault, no matter what. No.
Oh, really?
Nope, this is a shocking number. More Americans died in August 2021 of COVID, despite 190 million with at least one dose of the vaccine, than in August 2020. Now, if Trump was president, you would know that, but Biden is, so you don't.
Yeah.
So let's cover this the way the media did with Trump, right? Which we're going to be fair, right? Every one of those deaths is Biden's fault, right? Because he should have done something or something.
Well, he told us he would.
He did. Remember, on the campaign trail over and over again, these people would not be dead but for Donald Trump, right? So we're going to hold him in. We're going to hold people to this same standard. Actually, it's completely illogical, but no. So more people died in August. No matter how many times I say it, I can't wrap my head around it. And we're seeing it echoed here in the hospitalization stats, at least.
Yeah.
And I want to get to what you have to say about the new cases, because I think it's interesting. Let's start with the hospitalization stats, because this is kind of a shocking story. At least it is to me. I mean, we're at 48% vaccinated now, so it's actually gone up significantly in the last couple of weeks. It was 44 before. And yet, we just saw our highest inpatient hospitalization rate here in the upstate. From COVID.
Well, Prisma combines the upstate and the Midlands.
Columbia.
Because
they own
both those systems now. So
I saw that, but I'm upstating it. But all right, we'll say that. Yes, Columbia and Greenville Memorial. It's Prisma Health, basically. So highest ever hospitalization. Really? Higher than the peak in January 2021 when almost no one had the vaccine.
Yeah.
And you could only get it if you were very, old and sick, remember?
Right.
January 2021. Higher now? Well, I mean, clearly Joe Biden's a fall, right?
Of course.
Has
to be, because, whoever's the president, when something bad happens, it's got to be their fault.
Unless they're a Democrat, in which the case they're a victim to.
Exactly. That's right. Exactly. Yeah.
Right. So we're seeing this. And I wish somebody would explain how this is possible. It's just amazing to me today that this is not, in terms of Joe Biden giving this COVID address, he will not tell you this. He's not going to tell you this.
I also noticed something else. They're no longer blaming Donald Trump for allowing this into the country anymore. Gee, I wonder why. Because people are beginning to find out, and we now have, near confirmation from everybody but the U.S. government and the Chinese government about where it originated. It's the only question that's unanswered now is why.
Speaking of allowing people into the country, if only the Biden administration would apply the standards they're using to block Americans from coming home from Afghanistan. Oh, well, they don't have their papers. If only they would apply that at the border. Imagine how much safer and less sick we would be. Oh, you don't have papers showing you're a citizen? Oh, you can't? No, I'm sorry. You can't just walk in here. You can't have a work permit. You can't have a free phone, which they give them at the border. You can't have any of that. These people are just sick hypocrites. Oh, well, you know, it's we need the Americans to show us proper verification. My God, it would be so dangerous to let them in.
Yeah.
Awesome. Let's do that at the border. Oh, no, no, not there. Those are Democrat voters. Well, they also could be terrorists, too. No, no. Well, but we can't fly people to an American military base if they don't have papers. You just had a COVID outbreak that Tucker Carlson broke on an American military outbase among illegals that you were hiding there after you wrote a memo telling the service members who worked there not to take pictures or tell the media you were hiding illegal immigrants with no papers on the base. So it's not about the papers, Lee.
No.
For whatever reason, they don't want these Americans home. They're like, to the Taliban, no, you keep them. You take them. They're using every excuse in the book. Despite, did you see the poor woman? The poor mom, beautiful woman, still on my mind a day later, takes her kids to the airport in hopes of living, knowing she may die. She's Afghani ethnically, but she is an American citizen, as are her children. A gun is held to her head by the Taliban in front of her children. She has spent 13 hours with them, never knowing if they would kill her. And then Antony Blinken pretty much tried. I mean, wouldn't let them leave. No papers. Well, I welcome them to use that as our immigration policy. Because terrorists can come over the border too. In fact, they've caught a record number of them. Remember, that was in the news a couple weeks ago. Oh.
Just
the irony.
Towering stupidity in this country.
Yeah, well, no, I mean, in the irony of what these people get away with. Okay, you want to know what the worst is, though. And it's a small thing, but it grates me. Fauci, should we call him the father of COVID now? I mean, we're pretty close.
You know, at least he funded it.
Yeah, really. So Fauci is hysterical over the weekend. I'm not even going to play the audio because it grates me. He's making the rounds on TV. He cannot believe that all these people at these games chanting F Biden are not wearing masks, right? He's horrified. Their shoulders swell. He can't believe it. Does nobody remember the picture? The picture of St. Fauci at the baseball game with no mask?
Yeah.
Does no one remember that? Is no reporter out there going to go into their archives and go, wait, that was a big deal?
Or how about Obama's birthday bash?
Right, which, by the way, Fauci refused. Remember he was asked for an example of, like, what was a horrific COVID-spreading event, and he said that Sturgis bike rally?
Yeah.
Well, at least that was outside, and they were, like, you know, going through the wind on their motorcycles. The Obama bash was inside, door shoulder to shoulder, dancing around, sweating and stuff. You know what that sweating will do to you? I don't actually know, but it sounds good. So that's Fauci for you. So everything is political with this, every little bit of it. But I just was wanted screaming at the television, going, no, ask him about when he went to the game with no mask. Yeah. And he's sitting, what, shoulder to shoulder, just like these kids he's bashing.
Yeah.
And my question then is, what is he not afraid? Why is he not afraid? By the way, I did a whole Battleground podcast on that. I get that text all the time. These elites who want to have you, you know, arrested, like Nancy Pelosi, for not wearing a mask up on the Capitol, but yet go to their own Napa Valley fundraisers in no mask, shoulder to shoulder with only the servants masked. Because you know those nasty servers, they're nasty.
You've got to watch the help there.
They're not like the beautiful people who don't get COVID.
Exactly.
What do they know? Why are they not afraid? These people get caught all the time, all day long, shoulder to shoulder with no mask. From Obama to the mayor of D.C. to the mayor of Chicago, on and on and on, to Pelosi again and again and again. Why aren't they afraid? What do they know? What kind of treatment can they get that makes them not afraid? Well, I did the podcast yesterday on how what that treatment is, why they're not afraid, and how you can get it too if you pre-plan. So it's called How to Beat COVID in 3 Easy Steps. It'll make you the most medically prepared. There's no guarantees in life. Text the keyword Battleground to 71307, one of the most important podcasts I think I've ever done. So there you go. Texter writes, Tara, Fauci cared not about Antifa and BLM riots. Yeah, but protest the lockdowns, man, and that was a super spreader event.
Of course, yeah.
These people kill me. Okay, so all that's going on. Speaking of which, did you see what has happened, though? Did you see this? The National Archives has slapped a harmful content warning on the Constitution and other founding documents.
Oh, my God. Good grief.
Yeah, including the Bill of Rights. Do you know how you have the right to free speech? That could trigger you if you knew. The left would rather you not know you have the right to free speech. It could be triggering.
I'm going to have to be very careful about what I say from here on out.
Yeah, because I'm going to lose my damn mind, too.
That's what I'm saying.
The one that puzzles me the most, I will say, they put the harmful content warning on the Declaration of Independence. Is their point of view that we should have never split from the British?
Exactly. Should we still be subjects of the British crown? Right. Is that what you're saying?
I mean, those are some mighty white people. You know what I'm saying? So I think are they wanting to, resubmit to the British? Is that?
So are you calling our revolution illegitimate? Are you questioning the revolution?
I don't understand. I guess we should still be a British colony.
Should those people be equated with those who question the election?
I don't know.
See, if you are going to question the election, and you are questioning the revolution now, and if questioning the election is socially objectionable and punishable by, the cancel culture, then I guess those who question the revolution should be canceled as well.
I don't know, but here's the warning. This is why they had to put the harmful content warning on all of our founding documents at the National Archives. Some of these materials presented here may reflect outdated, biased, offensive, and possibly violent views and opinions. So maybe their problem with us leaving the British colonies the way that we did was that we were violent about it?
I thought liberals were always talking about how we did not live up to the words of the Declaration of Independence and Constitution.
Well, I thought liberals were cool with violence. They did over $2 billion worth of damage, and Kamala bailed them all out. I mean, including the people who burned down the police precinct. So I'm a little confused. I thought they loved violence. I thought that was the only way to get them to pay to bail you out is to burn something down.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Ouch. This is bad, y'all. I mean, for Biden. Biden's approval rating sinks below 40%, new poll. And it's YouGov, too. I mean, that's a liberal, but that's weighted toward Democrats, which means it's actually worse than 39%. Biden's been in free fall for the past month in the wake of his self-induced debacle in Afghanistan. Spread of the Delta variant. See, this is good news. Because the thing they want to do the most is turn this into Australia, a virtual COVID prison state. Where it was just announced that if you do not get the vaccine, and by that they mean all of them, there's going to be 55, you live in prison for the rest of your life. You are in lockdown for the rest of your life. No exemptions, no excuses. It's vaccinated doesn't mean two anymore. It means 5, 6, 7, 8, however many. Terrifying, huh? Folks, it's so bad right now that the way that it works in Australia is if there is considered to be a COVID outbreak somewhere or, higher density of numbers in a particular area, they'll lock down. The whole country is on lockdown, but they'll lock down your building or your neighborhood especially, and that comes with extra punishment or restrictions, whatever you want to call it. You want to know how bad it is? How bad is it, Tara? They have put alcohol restrictions on people in highly affected areas. They have public servants going through people's mail to make sure they're not, having it shipped to themselves. I keep warning y'all. You people in Greer are not going to deal well with that, I tell you what. Alcohol restrictions. You could still have some alcohol if you live in those areas, but you're limited to 6 drinks a week, and each drink is 4 ounces. I can't. You want? You don't want to get caught sneaking it in because you could get arrested for that. You might be asking yourself, what does alcohol have to do with COVID? I have not a freaking clue. It's just what the government wants to do now. This is Australia, y'all. So the good news is nobody likes Joe. So he's going to have a hard time getting this on us. They should have done this in May with the rest of the world. It's going to be a lot harder now with a deeply unpopular president who is being heckled in the streets in a way I have never seen in my lifetime for any president. It's unbelievable. And then it's like he doesn't, could somebody please tell him to stop saying stupid stuff? Just stop embarrassing yourself in front of the world. Like, can someone not sit down with him, speaking slowly, of course, and explain, stop telling people who you've been told to call on. Stop telling people you're not allowed to call on this reporter, but you have to call on that reporter. Stop telling people that they, whoever they are, has told you you can't answer questions. Stop it. You look like an idiot. This has got to be like the 10th, 12th, I don't know, he did it again yesterday.
Now, I'm supposed to stop and walk out of the room here. I'm going to stop. But with your permission, I'm going to walk into the room because I want to say hello to her.
According to who? Yeah, here's the one from Australia. I was trying to find the stack. Australians in lockdown in New South Wales are having their alcohol deliveries monitored by the government's NSW health agency. Residents in apartments and neighborhood blocks locked down by the NSW health. So those are the ones targeted for extra COVID, you know, protocol lockdowns, are having their alcohol deliveries policed as part of a policy to limit the number of drinks being consumed each day. Government officials are rummaging through private mail deliveries, confiscating alcohol, and telling Aussies they can only receive a ration of six beers or premixed drinks or one bottle of wine a week. NSW Health has imposed rules limiting people in NSW health-controlled buildings and neighborhoods to certain amounts of alcohol each day in a bid to ensure the safety of health staff and residents. But this isn't about COVID. This is about the left's demented need to control every single aspect of your life, all of it. Why? Power. For power's sake. Oh, my God. Y'all, I have gotten so many texts about this. This is, the age-old question. Can COVID be spread through farts? A lot of you pointing out, people fart like through two layers of clothing, but you could still smell it. So how does it stop COVID? Well, Australia now has guidance on this? The answer is yes. The answer is yes. If you're not properly socially distanced, you're not properly masked, you too can catch COVID from a fart. We got to cutting edge health information right here on the Tara Show. You can get COVID from a fart. So what are they recommending? Well, no bare bottom farting around other people. None. You do not. It could kill. It could kill. Now, they say it's okay if you fart and you have COVID, but you got like your underwear and some pants on or something. I'm skeptical of that. I mean, if you could smell it, then never mind. So just so you know, cutting edge medical information. No bare bottom farting because it could kill. It could kill. You can transfer COVID that way. So there you go. I probably saved a few lives this morning or something. Greenville News reporting, so it might be true. Ambulance crews are facing delays of up to 3 hours at area hospitals because of the backlog, they say, of COVID-19 patients. That's according to Greenville County Administrator Joe Cornell. The reason for this, Cornell says, he's the county employee, basically, who runs their ambulance system. It typically takes 30 minutes for county emergency medical services employees to offload a patient at the hospital. You got to provide a report and prepare the ambulance for the next call, right? They say there's been so many COVID-19 cases, the emergency department is clogged with patients waiting for hospital beds. So it is taking them a lot longer to process the patient in and the ambulance out. As a result, he says, their staff, the people running the ambulances, driving the ambulances, We'll be sitting there waiting for 3 hours because of bottleneck. There have been, the Greenville News reports, so it might be true, 370 instances since July 1st when the turnaround time for the county ambulances at area hospitals ranged for 1 to 3 hours, 59 of those in the past week. So that's going on. Or they say it is. That's interesting. And then we got this. And folks, I'm just going to lay this out for you because it is very strange. And I'm very rarely not sure what to make of something, but I got to admit, this throws me. We're seeing the same national pattern right now. The mainstream media, by the way, will not tell you this because it's a failure of Biden's. Or it might be perceived as such. Weirdly, despite having almost half the people in this state vaccinated, we just set a new record for hospitalizations from COVID. And that's real weird because the previous record was January 2021 when almost nobody was vaccinated. What does that mean? I don't know. I don't know what it means. It gets weirder still when you look at the WHO dashboard this morning. A lot of people on Twitter are, because what's there is shocking. It tracks the weekly COVID deaths country by country. Pretty standard World Health Organization, right? The one the media says we're supposed to believe everything they say. It shows something shocking. And it shouldn't be. Something you won't hear anything about today in all the coverage of Joe Biden's new COVID restrictions that he wants to put on you. More people died of COVID in August 2021, so in the last month, than in August of 2020. That's shocking. Because we didn't have the vaccine in August of 2020. We didn't. We also didn't have Regeneron. How's this possible? More people died in August of 2021, this past 4 weeks, basically, that 4 week period, August 2021, than in August 2020, despite the 190 million doses of vaccine that had been given in this country? Why? How? I don't know. I don't know. Now, they tell us at Prisma it is mainly the unvaccinated who are being hospitalized. But that nobody was vaccinated last year. Not in August of 2020. We're breaking records. What's our future look like? Best I can tell, Israel. They have the Pfizer vaccine there and a really weird thing's going on. The majority of people there who are in the hospital are unvaccinated, as are the majority of COVID. Are vaccinated. The majority of people in Israel who have COVID or are in the hospital are vaccinated. It's weird because Israel has the highest vaccination rate on earth, 78% for a country. There's some areas that have a higher rate but for a country. And yet, we have only a third of the cases they do, and they're a much smaller country. What's that say to me? If we're shattering records right now, despite 190 million vaccine doses, and Israel is 78% vaccinated, it's going to get a lot worse. There's going to be a lot more cases. This is just the beginning, not the end of this thing. And getting more highly vaccinated isn't going to stop it. Now, the one thing in Israel that you can say about the vaccination is that while the cases have exploded, surpassing records set before the vaccine was available, people are dying at about half the rate. So there does seem to be some vaccine protection from death there. It's definitely not as deadly, but way more cases. So what does this mean? You're going to hear over and over again, as you heard from Circle Back Saki today, if we just get the vaccine, this thing will end. It won't. It's not going to. And it also means something weird is going on. I also want to caution you about this. Every stat that I gave you, just gave you, you should question. Here's why. Never forget, the COVID test was recalled by the FDA at its highest level of recall, a class one, because it doesn't work. Specifically, it was recalled because it produces 70 to 90% false positives. So any number you hear about COVID cases, COVID's up, COVID's down, people in the hospital, COVID's down, a lot of those are false positives. I mean, it just is the case. That's why the FDA recalled it. So all of that information, that data I just gave you, is useless. All you can do is look at it and try to discern some sort of trend, some sort of very general and vague trend, because it is so flawed. What do you do with all that info I just gave you? I don't know. The only trend I can tell you is it's going to get worse in terms of the cases they're saying are out there, the people who they say tested positive with COVID and are dead, and you're going to hear a lot about it, and it is going to affect the economy and every aspect of our life. That I could say for certain. So that's all coming. And I don't know what to make of it. By the way, those of you wondering, wait, what? We're using a test that doesn't work? Yes, we are. The way they did it, and it was sneaky, the FDA recalled the test as of December 31st, 2021. So we are going to use this test that does not work through December. And the media, every time they give you COVID death stats or COVID case stats, will not tell you the test doesn't work. I mean, it does sometimes. It doesn't identify some COVID. But it's, again, 70 to 90% false positive rates for the ANOVA, which is the main one. So when people are throwing out stats, whether it's the hospital system or the government or the school system or anybody, the first question is, was it the ANOVA that you did this testing on? You don't know. They never tell you. It's the main test out there. And why aren't you telling people about the massive false positive rate? By the way, in the request for proposals for companies to the federal government, to the FDA, to develop a new test, they are requesting they develop one that can distinguish the flu from COVID. It'll be nice to have that in December or in January. Does the current one distinguish the flu from COVID? I have no freaking idea. I've been trying to figure it out for 3 weeks now. I cannot figure it out. I don't know the answer. So, again, that data I gave you is junk, but you can see the trend. And the trend is record-breaking. So, going to be interesting to see the text on. I've been getting the most fascinating texts from doctors in regards to this. I'd love to know what doctors think of this. I don't know what to make of it. But it's not going in a good direction. Now, if Trump was president, every one of these COVID cases would be a case of murder that was Trump's fault. But Biden's president, so it's all good. It's your fault if you get COVID. Eddie is on the line.
Good morning.
Wanting to weigh in. Hey, Eddie, on the very important issue of COVID farts.
Yeah, you know, it just gives a whole new meaning to silent but deadly.
Thank you. Oh, boy, I should have thought of that. Silence, but deadly. So, no, you're
a lady, so I wouldn't expect you to think that.
No. Because, women do not pass gas, not at all. Only men do. So.
No, exactly.
Right.
But thank you. I've been holding for a long time just to say that. Thank you so much. Love the show.
No problem. Yeah, Eddie's out there. He's been holding for a long time. He's trying to save a life. In case you missed the medical advice from the lunatic asylum that is now Australia, yeah, doctors, they're saying do not bare bottom fart. You could kill someone. You could pass COVID that way. You could. Right out the old, never mind. But Joey, you should be okay if you have your rear covered. All right. We've all seen the Joe Biden approach to Afghanistan. Yeah, you want to see that applied to the economy? Visualize the horror of the Biden Afghan exit applied to the economy. And you kind of get an idea of what's coming. Says who? Says me? No. Says the Fed, the Federal Reserve. Yeah. this is basically the idiot economic policy we're following, which honestly is almost as smart as the idea of, hey, let's put the Taliban in charge of Kabul. And then try to get the Americans out. It's basically what economic policy would look like if the State Department did it. Here's what the Federal Reserve says. We've all seen the inflation at the grocery store, at restaurants, everywhere. It's horrific. The problem, says the Federal Reserve, is that businesses across the U.S. are experiencing record labor shortages. And that forces them to pay more for workers, which forces you to pay more, which is why you feel broke. This has in turn caused the economy to downshift in July and August. Okay, what is causing the record labor shortages? Oh, Joe Biden's paying people to stay home. Even though we have a record number of jobs? Yes. Even though we have 2 million more job openings than we have unemployed bodies in the U.S.? Yes. And how are we paying people to stay home again? Oh, we're printing and borrowing, which is driving inflation, because every time they print a new dollar, a new fake dollar, your dollar is worth less. So what is the Bidenomics solution to end this disaster? Well, yesterday they told us they want to continue paying people. They want to extend it. They want to continue paying people to stay home and print the money to do it. And that is why the Federal Reserve is now predicting you'll hear nothing about this today. Unless you read, like, you know, Breitbart or something. That is why the Federal Reserve is now predicting significant hikes in the selling prices of goods in the coming months. Yes, you do more of what caused the problem in the first place as a solution, and you get more of the disaster. This is the economic equivalent of, let's put the Taliban in charge of Kabul. They did offer to give it to us, but they'll probably do a better job than us of getting the Americans through the Al-Qaeda man checkpoints. Aye, aye, Roger. And I'm only halfway through the report. I'll tell you what's coming next.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.